So today we have a special edition of the language learning video cast, where we're going to talk about Audacity and how to shadow without shadowing. So, you know, normal shadowing is like, oh, I'm going to listen to this stuff, and hopefully there's spaces between the dialogue, so it's like television, and then you repeat what they're saying, and you try to keep up. But it's kind of hard, because they start talking again, you're still saying the old thing. So it's really stressful, and I feel like it's kind of a wicked learning environment, because, like, how are you going to get feedback on this, right? So what we do instead is we rip the audio from the whatever. Hopefully, I would try to get someone that is speaking normally and is kind of like me, right? So like a young man that sounds good to me, right? And that isn't, you know, isn't trying to sound gay or something like that, right? I want to sound how I want to sound normally for someone that's like me. Because that's kind of my goal with all my languages, is I want to know it kind of like a native that's like me. So we rip the audio, and we put it in Audacity. And then we listen to, like, 3-second segments of it or so, like each utterance to the extent that we can kind of remember it. And then we record ourselves in between the tracks, or, like in the track, we slip in a recording of ourselves saying it, right? So he says, you know, the prehistoric bugs were really big. And then you say, prehistoric bugs were really big, right? And you try to sound like him. And if you don't sound like him or you make a mistake, you'll start to notice a pattern pretty quickly, even after just 5 minutes, right? You're like, wow, I say this consonant wrong every time. Or he said this word 5 times with that pitch accent, and I said it with the wrong pitch accent every time. So you can start to get really good feedback from this, which is only limited by your own ability to notice the difference. So I've done a little bit of this. It's kind of annoying to do. You have to set it up, you have to get a microphone, you have to get the audio, you have to get Audacity going, you have to sit at the computer. But I feel like it's the kind of thing, if you just do it even a little bit, you can make pretty big progress in your speaking ability. So there's another thing that I've heard recommended by Language Jones on the YouTube. So he recommended Pratt. So Pratt is a program for analyzing an audio spectrogram. So you say a consonant or something, or I guess you say a whole word, and then you isolate the consonant and you look at the spectrogram. And you can also look at natives that you source somewhere saying the same consonant, and you can see the difference, right? And you can try to get your spectrogram to look exactly the same. And then if you can do that, then you're going to be saying it exactly like a native. So you basically figured it out, right? The thing is, the program's really arcane and weird, so I haven't figured out how the thing works. And so I just kind of forgot about it. But if you know how to prattle into Pratt, you should tell me, because I don't grok how to use it.